for SPX monitor.
ETW mobile monitoring.
ETW KA5WLL.
KA5WLL. KR4ETW, go ahead. Later on.
Thank you for your help. We'll see you next time around. And safe travels to the house.
Right, count. Be careful out there.
Bill Elkler.
ETW, clear and standing.
KG4ZGS mobile. I'm on my way back to Campobello. I was listening in on this repeater. I was down in Duncan, and I was getting some significant interference earlier where it looked like somebody was keying up constantly, and another operator suggested I check my squelch setting, but it was, I never experienced an interference like that, and I checked a couple repeaters. Another repeater was doing the same thing, as if someone was keying up the entire time, and a couple of other repeaters were blinking in sync with each other. One was in Spartanburg and one was in Traveler's Rest. I think it was just the area that I was in. I think I was receiving some interference from something around that area, and it was sequential. It was like in a pulsing type of interference. So anyway, I thought that was interesting, but now that I'm not in that area anymore, I don't seem to be having that problem. So this is KG4ZGS, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. I'll just be sitting here monitoring, and appreciate y'all.
That, copy that. You may have been having some local interference going on, but we've had some man-made interference happening also on the repeater intermittently, but it hasn't been going on as often as it has been. But it may have just been the area, but you're sounding good into the repeater right now anyways.
I appreciate that kindly. Yeah, as soon as I was down in Duncan, or nearby Duncan, and that was happening, and I'd never seen that before, and like I said, it was multiple repeaters. Two repeaters were both, like, they were keyed up, and then two repeaters were flashing as if someone was keying up, like, in, like, a rhythm. It was a very even, consistent rhythm, and so I think it was just local interference. I hadn't operated down there, so I hadn't experienced that yet, but I called out, is something wrong with my radio? And somebody got back to me, and said turn your squelch up or whatever, but now that I'm not in that area anymore, it's no longer happening, so I think I was receiving some local interference. Anyway, KG4ZGS, I'll be sitting on the side.
Good. I'm where I need to be, so you have a good night, sir. We'll talk to you later. KA5WLL, name here's Leroy, 73.
Here's Leroy, my name's Chris.
Chris, KR4ETW, you up toward the house.
In there, KR4ETW. I'm rolling down 357 right now toward Campobello.
Headed that way. Been a meeting over in Taylorson out here on 29.
You want to hit up the 2 meter call frequency and get on Simplex?
This radio, I don't know it enough. It's not programmed like my new one, but on this one, I just don't know where to go on it.
There, Chuck. I'd have to flip over to it to see the frequency. That's one of the few that I've got in my radio that I didn't name. So, but right on. I didn't want to tap the repeater, but it's good to hear you out there.
Well, I know it's probably in there, but I'm driving and I don't want to search it by frequency number. Now everything's going good. You sound good and through the repeater coming on my side.
On right on. Yeah, I know a bunch of people are getting on, getting ready for the net and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess you heard me talking to those other folks. It's just a weird interference on several repeaters. four repeaters that I had plugged into my radio there was two different phenomenon, and two different repeaters were experiencing each phenomenon while I was in that area. But now that I'm not in that area, they're not doing that thing anymore. Two of them were flashing, and two of them were, like, keyed up with constant noise. And I think it was just local interference, man. It was weird.
You have scan on?
I have my scan on right now.
Thought it might just be scanning, breaking over.
You getting on the net tonight, Chuck?
What happens when I get to the house? I'm planning on it.
Right on. Well, KR4ETW, this is KG4ZGS. I might see it on the net there in a little bit, too. Same here. I'm not sure if I'm going to get on it. It's in 19 minutes, but I'm on the way to the house, so it depends on what happens when we get there. This is KG4ZGS. I'll be out.
ZGS. I've tried that a while, maybe hook up on there. KR4ETW, I don't stand on the side.